Coaches, if you had to rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10 on how you give feedback to your players and your assistant coaches, what would that number be? And I want you to really think about, like, and be maybe a little hard on yourself, but think through, is it a 5? Is it a 6? Is it a 9? And this weekend, I was confronted with and challenged with, because I had a great opportunity. I was at a fantastic coaches clinic that was put on here locally. And it was part of a roundtable discussion last night with some coaches from all over North America. And one of the big things that was discussed at both the clinic and in our roundtable was this idea of how we talk to our players and how we give feedback, not only to our players, but also to our assistant coaches. Like, how do we help our assistant coaches get better and grow themselves? And a few key things, ideas came about. First one was at this clinic, one of the clinicians talking to the players at the clinic. They had a team come in, and again, he doesn't know these players at all, but oftentimes while he's on the court with these players, it's difficult because he's teaching them new concepts and these kids have never been coached by this guy before. But he would often approach players and ask the question, do I have permission to coach you today? And he would make eye contact, shake their hand, introduce himself, and to make that connection right away. But just that simple question, do I have permission to coach you, kind of opened up a freedom, a comfort level, a certain level of trust to begin, and kind of locked in the player with the coach. And I found the coaches at the clinics who asked that question and approached the players in that way seemed to have just their presentation went a lot better with the players. Second thing that really stood out to me was, how do we give feedback to our assistant coaches? And coaches, I know sometimes maybe we might be in a challenging situation with your assistant, and you're like, you really don't know how to maybe have those tough conversations. And something really helpful came to mind last night, talking to some other coaches who had some great ideas, where maybe you as the head coach first ask your assistant to give you feedback. And to be very specific and ask him the question, him or her, I need you to give me feedback in these specific areas and list 1 or 2, maybe 3 things. Don't go crazy. And so it opens up that door that you're open to feedback as a head coach and that your assistant is looking specifically at those areas. Then once you've established that trust of them giving you feedback, you can pose the question to your assistant, how do you want me to give you feedback? And then seek out specifically what they would like feedback on, and then you can talk to them about how to communicate that. And there's many different ways we can go about that and different avenues, but simply opening yourself up, developing that trust, asking the question, being open to feedback yourself first, I think can go a long ways in establishing that trust between you and your assistants to be more collaborative and to help each other grow as coaches. And hopefully the question of, do I have permission to coach you, can help you connect maybe just a little bit deeper with your players. Coaches, that was Culture Builders 178. If you are interested in our mentorship program at Thrive On Challenge, please contact us. And if you want to reach out on Twitter, I would love to hear from you, @CoachSowden.